Good start to first day of mini camp today. Got a good walkthrough in, got a lot of good work in, especially from an individual standpoint with our guys that were out here. We'll do the same thing tomorrow, and then actually we'll use Thursday's practice as a chance to go kind of preview Hollywood Park. We all know how committed Mr. Kroenke is to this project, what an excellent job he's done being invested in and kind of being able to help put a product like that in this great city, and we're excited about that, and we want to be able to have our players get down there, get a chance to see that. So we'll use that last day of the mini camp to go to Hollywood Park and the Playa Vista Center, and we will not have practice on that Thursday. So Gary, I won't be able to answer your questions about Aaron on Thursday then. So that being said, you guys go ahead. Yeah. He is not here, yeah, and we anticipated that. When I spoke with him last week, I said, you know, and if we get to something, if there's not a solution to this by next week, we'd be here. He said, I'm going to stay back at home, continue training. He's in a good place. Would we want him to be here? Yeah, we'd love to have Aaron here, but it's kind of the same where it's been, Gary. We're just focusing on, all right, the guys that are here, but we also are in constant dialogue with Aaron and his group and would like to come to a solution. When that's going to happen, you know, it's hard to say, but it is something that we want to be proactive about pursuing, kind of similar to what we've said all along. Oh, I think it's great. You know, I think for the players, they want to support each other. And at the end of the day, you know, if you didn't have some of the salary caps and different things like that, you want to see these guys get paid. You know, when you work with people, you build and develop relationships, you want to see them rewarded accordingly. And I think that's just coming from a player's perspective that they certainly understand better than I would. And I respect and understand that. There's always a business element to it. But in terms of players supporting players, those are never things that we have a problem with. I think you'd ideally want him to be here, Jim, but I think, you know, having been through this already, we at least feel comfortable with how to kind of navigate through this situation and this circumstance. You'd want him to be here, and we do certainly value what this off-season program entails and the amount of work and the camaraderie that we feel like is established amongst the teammates that are here. But Aaron has shown that, you know, he was able to have a lot of success not taking part in a lot of this last year. That doesn't mean that we don't want him here, but I think there's at least some comfort in knowing that the guys that are here are really working hard. They all respect and appreciate Aaron, but we know he's working back at home as well. But all that being said, would love to have our guy 99 here. Well, I think there's a confidence that this group has that you feel good about, but I think there's also got to be a humility and an understanding that we've got to earn it every single day and focusing on what we can control, Jim, and that's just getting better one day at a time, continuing to establish kind of our process and our standard of performance for what we deem is, you know, kind of where we want to be and what we want it to look like. And you know, it's a very competitive league. There's 31 other great teams in this league that are striving to do the same things we are. We know that we feel confident in the personnel we have here, but we also know that you got to wipe the slate clean every year. Some of the success we had last year won't win us any games this year, and I think our players respect and understand that. Yeah, you know, I thought Matt and Matt LaFleur and Greg Olsen did an excellent job with our quarterbacks and really helping our offense have some of the success that we did last year. That being said, couldn't be more pleased with what Zach Taylor's done. He's been a guy that's been a coordinator in this league. He's had a lot of success as a quarterbacks coach. He played the position where he was a Big 12 player of the year at Nebraska, and I think he's got a great way about himself with his demeanor, his disposition, and how he connects with those guys and also kind of understands he has a, you know, a mastery of what we're trying to get done offensively. defensively, specifically from that quarterback spot. He's done great, and I think really Shane has done the same thing. Aaron Cromer stepping into the run game coordinator. But I just really think the collaboration of our entire offensive staff, the way the guys have worked together, being able to bring in some new pieces and then continuing to work with the guys that we have in place and kind of knowing how can we best put them in the spots to help them have success. But in terms of, you know, how that transition has gone, it's been excellent so far, and really, you know, Zach's done a great job as well as Shane, and especially working with that quarterback spot. No, I think it's about everybody having a great relationship. You know, I think, you know, we talk about the communication all the time, Rich, and we feel like that great communication leads to great collaboration. And there's a lot of times where I might not be in that quarterback room or the offensive meeting, but when you have the confidence in Zach and in Shane and in Coach Cromer and the other coaches, you feel really good about stepping away, knowing that the same things are going to be communicated. You know, while you do like to have some involvement in the offense, and that's going to be something that we'll continue to do moving forward, what those guys do is instrumental to the success of our offense, and couldn't have more confidence in those guys and what they're going to do for us moving forward as leaders of our group. You know, I think it's always predicated on just kind of utilizing the personnel that we do have. In Washington, you know, you always kind of just take a different approach based on what defense, what are your players there. I think when you look at the tight end position, Lindsay, as a whole for us, Tyler Higbee's continuing to show why he's a guy that can play all three downs if necessary. Gerald Everett, like we've mentioned before, has been a guy that's taken a lot of steps in the right direction. You see the athleticism. You see the ability to play as a part of the core, detach from the core, line up and create some of those two-back looks. And then Tamarick coming back off of that injury has looked healthy, where, you know, he's got the ability to do some functional things as well, but that length and strength that he possesses kind of allows him to be an inline Y position tight end for. So we feel good about those three. I think in terms of how we utilize our personnel, whether you're in some of those three receiver sets, two tight ends, three tight end sets, that's all going to be predicated on the opponent and kind of what we feel like is the best way to attack a defense that week. But you'd like to be able to have that flexibility, and we feel like with those guys and the other players in that group, we'll have that this year. You know, I thought he did a lot of good things last year. I think it's all about just consistency. We talk about it all the time. That's the truest measurement of performance, and especially at that quarterback position, if you can consistently make good decisions, if you can consistently be on time, throw on rhythm, be accurate with the football, I think understanding, okay, when we're calling a certain pass concept, what is my progression? How does the coverage dictate that progression and affect where I'm going to go with the football, the eye manipulation? So there's just so many different things. I think he's got a great feel for what we're trying to get done in the run game and our ability to do things coming out of the huddle, call a couple plays in the huddle, or operate at the line of scrimmage. So it's just really, you hear us kind of say it over and over and it gets monotonous, but it certainly is the truth, where we want him to be an extension of our coaching staff. And that's really for the quarterback position in general, because of the amount of information that they need to understand in order to operate at a high level. And I think that's what you expect to see. That's what we've seen through this offseason program. And now we expect to see him wrap up the mini camp the right way and start off that way in training camp. No, that Aaron's the only one kind of unaccounted for, if you will, or that wasn't here, even though we did know that he wasn't going to be here. So it was a great turnout. We get a lot of good work done. And you know, really, I think with the amount of things that we feel like we've accomplished throughout the offseason program, knowing still how much work needs to be done with training camp and leading into that first game, we really felt like looking at it, we got a chance to get two good walkthroughs, and we've really emphasized the individual work, where you kind of limit the risk of injury, knowing that, you know, it is football and there's going to be some things that you can't avoid. But we want to try to be smart about wrapping up this offseason program the right way, but still getting some really good work in for these, really from today and then leading into tomorrow as well. You know, I think the thing that you feel good about is the guys that you've expected to play well have certainly done that. We've talked about the players on offense. I think when you really just look at it from a big picture standpoint, On the defensive side of the ball, Corey Littleton playing that Mike linebacker spot has done a great job. You know, he played our Mo spot when he had to fill in for Mark, and then we created some situational packages for him last year. But he's immediately stepped in, taking good control and command. I think he's done a great job communicating. And then really, Sampson has been a great player for us, where you see the burst, you know, talking about in the team meeting, just watching the way that he consistently is able to get in and out of different things, whether it's bursting and pursuing to the football. We always talk about that effort with the burst speed and finish, and he's one of those guys that's demonstrated that. But you feel really good too, Lindsay, about those players that you're expecting to play at a high level. We talk about the secondary, you see those types of things. Michael Brockers has been consistent, and then on the offensive side of the ball, those guys up front, the skill players, Jared and Todd, and then, you know, we've mentioned Gerald has been a nice bright spot as well for a younger player. You know, I think you'd always like to have a player like Aaron. One of the things that I think, you know, you continue to learn is you have so much respect and appreciation for what Alec, what Tremaine, and what Robert did for this organization, and we wish them nothing but the best. That being said, I think that kind of organically happens within the locker room in terms of who steps up. Certain positions are naturally thrust into that leadership role. But the thing that you do feel really good about is the way guys are working. We always say those who know, know. And really, I think the players are better served being able to say that than I would, because what goes on in the locker room, everybody's so observant in terms of, okay, it doesn't really have to be said. It's, are you consistent? All right. Is what you're saying matching up with your actions? And sometimes, you know, you almost see better than you hear. And I think those guys that lead the right way by doing it consistently the right way kind of naturally become those leaders because guys respect them. But it's about all 11 coming together, and we talk about the communication all the time, and we feel like on both sides of the football, guys have done a great job of that, and there's a lot of individuals that we could point out on offense and defense have kind of stepped up and naturally filled some of those voids. Okay, thanks guys.